What's your name?
Liz DeHart.
Do you agree to be recorded?
Yes.
What did you do to prepare the library for the storm?
Very minimal, to be honest with you. The library is well protected in the ERC building, which is the Estuarine Research Building. We moved the books from the bottom shelf to prepare for the storm, and unlike other incidences, we did not have to cover the shelves with plastic.
How long did it take to prepare?
About 3 hours.
And doing this preparation, did it take a lot of physical effort to do that?
Not really.
At the storm, when did you learn of the damage to UTMSI? After the storm, when did you learn of the damage to UTMSI?
After the storm of Hurricane Harvey, there was first thoughts that we had lost the whole collection because of the compromise of the Estuarine Research Building at MSI. We found out later that the books did not get wet. The library was well protected and did not have any damages other than the carpet being wet.
What collection are you talking about? What collections?
The rare book room, the book collection, the journal section, maps.
And what these comprise of? Historical data. Was it how many years old? Is it?
The rare book room, we had pieces dated back to the 1800s. We also have a collection of rare materials where we are one of 12 to have this particular collection of seagrasses, leaves.
What was the oldest collection you have?
About 1800.
What year in 1800? I don't know what year.
I cannot give a specific date. I know we have Smithsonian Museum collections. We have Darwin collections.
Okay, moving along. How loud library about any damage done from the storm when it had passed? What did you do to make sure that nothing happened to the books and any type of collections? What type of materials did you use? What did you drape over the materials?
We didn't drape anything over the materials.
We moved
part of the bottom shelf, and that was all. We did not cover the collection with plastic.
So how was it? There was no plastic covering anything, correct?
No, there was not. There wasn't any need to.
If it went all to pieces, it went all to pieces, correct?
Correct.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Excuse me, interviewee. Don't be mean to me. Hell, I do. When were you able to go to the library and survey damage to your office and library?
Please repeat your question.
When were you able to go to the library and survey the damage to your office and library?
September 18th was my first trip to the Marine Science Institute. Right after the storm, there were only certain people that were allowed to take care of everything there.
And where'd you survive the storm?
At home. In Francis Pass.
And what happened there?
I was terrified.
And who was you terrified of?
The whole storm. The roof. I was afraid the roof was going to blow. It started leaking in the kitchen ceiling.
I understand from your past you're scared the hell out of death of tornadoes. Is that true?
Yes. I have reoccurring dreams of tornadoes, which is ridiculous. So, yes, I am terrified of tornadoes, and I've never been in one.
Is the library fully functional now?
No, it's not. We're still waiting to make decisions about moving the rest of the collection so that the Estuarine Research Building can be renovated as well as the library. They want to be able to protect the collection, and they feel like it's best to move.
Move forward or...
move them out of the building, excuse me.
And what are they going to do if they do that?
UT Libraries in Austin is assisting me to make the decisions about what to do with the collection. They're trying to figure out whether or not to move it to the storage facility in Austin or to some storage facility which is nearer because of cost issues. And in order to do that, they would need to use the book trucks.
Don't you think in an electronic age that this needs to be moved somewhere else than in the area that is prone to flooding or hurricane? And that way it could be preserved perfectly in UT Libraries in Austin?
That's a good question, but I don't believe that. In order for a research institute to have materials, there are old materials that do not exist on electronic resources. So to have the print at the library is very important to the faculty and the students that are there at that facility. A good library will have a combination of both print and electronic.
Well, that's nice. I appreciate your help. When will you be able to make sure that this school, the whole thing's back to open, when everything is back to business as usual? Anytime soon?
Currently, they're thinking maybe 2 to 3 months.
Okay, now you're going to cuss me for this one. Compare the storm at Duke to this one. What do you think? What's the worst thing? This is, you know, we've been through both of them. What the hell was the difference? I mean, what was big difference? Now tell it.
In my profession, these two incidences of disaster for a library were completely different. At the Duke Marine Laboratory, the library was compromised because a tornado had hit a dormitory, and the debris and everything from that dormitory blew into the plywood and the glass that was supposedly have protected the library. During the entire storm, sand, rain, you name it, was blowing through those windows. 90% of the collection was wet. I had evacuated from North Carolina to Virginia because of the storm. I found out immediately that the faculty and the students knew what to do immediately, which meant putting the wet collection into a fish freezer storage facility. Anytime you have wet materials within 24 to 48 hours, the best thing to do for a wet collection is to freeze it. That way you have the time to be able to preserve and process the books from there. So the main difference between the Duke Marine Library and the Marine Science Library here in Port Aransas, the Duke Marine Library, the collections were wet. Here at the Marine Science Library, the collections were not wet. It made a huge difference to be able to preserve and move forward with the collection here.
Do you think because of the Republicans and all from years ago, cutting back on the money and everything spent and all, if it would have hit hard as it did in North Carolina, do you think the Abbott, they cut back on money? And they don't have a thing they call states' rights, but when it's come to come, do you think the state was prepared to help, like in North Carolina? Do you think, what I'm saying is, do you think the state of Texas was prepared to help as it was in Duke, Piper's Island, because right next to it was NOAA? Do you think they're prepared? Yes or no? I don't.
The preparation with Duke was a whole lot faster. Here they claim to have been prepared, but this area hasn't been hit in a very long time. And I think there were some lessons learned from this particular incident. Just because a building is supposed to be a Category 4 building, that certainly didn't come about.
Well, it does appear that state government here in Texas prepared for it. Do you agree or not?
No, I don't agree.
No, the state of Texas is not prepared, correct?
Correct.
They don't do anything. They talk a lot, and they don't want to sue the government. Yes, you can. Well, you can. You can cut it off. So you can cut it off. Yes or no? God damn it. As I can cut it off anytime.